Our Father, we come to thee now. We thank you for this blessed country that we live in. We pray that you would be with this meeting, that you would guard our tongues, and that what is said will be honoring to thee. And we thank you for the blessings that you show upon our county. And we pray now for Carol Williams, as she is having trouble now, Lord. We pray that you would touch her, heal her, if it be your will. And we also think of all the other ones in our county buildings here that are having illnesses and problems. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them. And we ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Okay. Minutes. We've got the one that we need Bob's wording on, right?
Yes.
September 28th.
Regarding the sick leave policy, he is waiting for one more expert opinion on the wording. So.
Okay.
He thought he may have that back by tomorrow, maybe today, but maybe tomorrow.
So we want to pass on that one, right?
We probably want to pass on that one, which is the 28th.
Yep. Okay, so we've got October 2nd.
And the 30th.
And 9:30.
Motion to approve the minutes.
9:30 and 10 to mm-hmm. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. In those minutes, we had an emergency meeting about MoDOT. Might visit about later, but I think that was well written.
Yeah.
Very well.
Bob helped us with that one.
Did he? Okay, great. Okay, ready for accounts payable.
I wanted to pull one thing out, which is check number 316529. 2 weeks ago, we pulled it out for, I think it was an engineering company that we're not familiar with. We haven't got information, but it's back in there. So let's pull that one out of the register.
316591.
No, 316529.
29.
Yep.
Good.
We're going to pull that one out. So I moved that we approve all but that one.
Okay.
Is that the same one we discussed?
No, that's a different one.
Oh, okay. Do we need to pull it?
Well, I spoke to Danny. There was the road easement that we don't need after all for Coon Creek. Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It was in the bill.
Well, I didn't see that. You're right. I didn't see that. Okay.
So we
probably pulled that one out?
Yeah, Danny, I realized that one doesn't need to be in there.
Okay.
Because that's been buried. Right?
He hadn't had to check yet either.
No.
No.
So we need to pull that. What number is
it? Yeah,
I had it, but I'll plug it to you.
The one with Aaron Rodgers also. So I'll amend my motion to the one for Aaron Rodgers and then that other check number.
Got it.
And I'll second that.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And we got, forget the term, but James report certification for payroll to send to the state. Do we need a motion to approve me signing that, James? And who else signs that, James? Rick?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Don't want to pay real? Okay. I didn't think so.
Okay. Were there general? No, there weren't any general entries, was
no.
There? Okay. How about public comment? Anyone? I don't have much no. Public. Okay. Doing old business?
Nothing's listed.
Oh, my.
Got plenty to talk about.
I'd like to. You got something to say?
No, I'll wait.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just, again, I appreciated Bob, so I didn't know Bob did it, but the wording on our emergency meeting on the 28th over the Coon Creek project. And we've let the public know that we're going to have there were to be turn lanes on both BB and 76, but there will not be, as it looks today, a turn lane on BB because of negotiations with MoDOT. And the minutes read to this effect, but we had a verbal agreement that the county would take over maintenance of BB Highway and pay $200,000 towards the what they call the Hollister Barn, the the old MoDOT barn on East 76.
Right, it's on Mount Branson. It's empty right now, vacated, and we, as Taney County, wanted that.
And we sent a letter of offer, and they have since turned that offer down. Part of the BB situation was originally they told us that the speed limit would be 35 mile an hour on BB Highway, and it reduced the amount of easement along through there. Well, they changed it, and they say it's going to be 45 mile an hour, which would require more easement required, have to go back and have plans redone, this, that, and the other.
Well, yeah, specifically the curve on BB is 45. The other zones are 30. And so actually you speed up in the turn. So when the field engineer met with our engineering company in Road and Bridge, that's specifically, they said, and the field engineer said it would be 35. So our designs were to 35. And I guess, is it MoDOT, correct me if I'm wrong, but MoDOT said something to the extent, if we affect five or more property owners during easement acquisition, there has to be a public hearing. And because of the 45, we would need more property, which would then slow the project down. We wouldn't make the timeline of being completed before the bluff starts coming off mid-December is what we're being told. Because the last thing the commission wants is the alternate route to be under construction during the time that the primary route's under construction. So at this point, they turned down the offer that they originally gave us.
They made the offer, we accepted it.
They made the offer, we accepted, they turned down.
They said they rejected our offer.
So the bottom line, again, is as it looks today, there will not be a turn lane on BB Highway because of the timing that you've explained well, Jim. And there will be a turn lane on 76, and we got those issues worked out.
And on Coon Creek, I believe. We're taking the Coon Creek, all the Coon Creek improvements.
Right.
Just no turn lane on BB going onto Coon Creek.
Right.
There's not going to be a turn lane there right now unless MoDOT wants to work with us a little differently.
Yep. So I know I radio had called us, and we'd reported there were going to be turn lanes, and so we got a little bump in the road there for now anyway.
But on the 76 side, that's all going forward. We got the final approval from MoDOT from their comments, so that intersection will be improved greatly, which we're excited about. We just would like to see BB improved also. But not saying no, it's just right now we're going to start construction without that improvement. And if we can work out with BB during the...
There will be improvements at BB, just not the extent that we thought they were going to be, correct?
Right.
Right, very limited.
Right.
Very limited.
Right, there'll be some widening. Is that what you're thinking
of? Yeah, I don't want people that are at BB to think we're not actually going to utilize their property for what we said we were
going to do. We're
going to
do what we
can,
but we need additional property to do the turn lane that they've required.
Right.
And the negotiations are still going on, but right now we can't hold the construction up any longer and still meet the timelines, which is so important to the commission to make sure we're done and out of the way and there's not orange barrels on your alternate route. So I'm moving forward without it.
I'm fully confident MoDOT will work with us when we're through with the negotiations.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
This will all be done at the same time. Okay, other comments, issues? No? Yes?
I think so.
Okay. I did, Jeff Merrill called me back on the health department helping us with nuisance cases, and that's moving along. He and Jim Berry had talked, and that's working out good, so. All right.
Fall cleanup and option.
Oh, yes.
It's written down right there.
Go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
The dates.
No, I don't have the dates.
Okay. We have an auction coming up. We have a countywide auction, I think. I saw it in Jan reported it in one of the papers. And it's coming up the 17th. Is that right, Rick? 17th. So,
And it's posted on the web if they want to pull a list.
Right. The list is posted on the web. I think we're putting in, I think they'll be in both papers. I think we're going to have a list in the papers, too, for that. So that's coming up the 17th. And then the... Other thing is the fall cleanup date, which is set...
First weekend in November, correct?
Right, we moved it to the first weekend of November. So I think those dates are on the web. If not, you can call the Road and Bridge or the transfer station. They'll be able to give you those dates.
Actually, it's a Friday and a Saturday, right?
6th and the 7th. November 6th and November 7th.
November 6th and November 7th.
Yep. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's important that we repetitively get that cleanup out there. That's a very important thing for Tannehill County. We also have finished three lake access projects. Those will be on a tour tomorrow with some visiting with the Corps of Engineers on other roads and properties that they want to talk to the county about.
Right.
Okay. Anything else? Yeah. All right. We'll recess till 9:30 or 10 or something.
9:45 something, I think.
Okay. Thanks for being here.